Okay, b'siyata d'shmaya, today's daf is Minhei in Maseches Yuma. Our daf is going to spend a lot of time discussing the sprinkle of Achas V'Sheva that the Kohen Gadol does in the Beis Hamikdash. Then on the bottom of Nunhei Amud Aleph, we're going to discuss the Halacha, the Mishnah, whether the Kohen Gadol placed the cane, in other words, the bowl that had the dam, on two pillars or on one pillar, the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. And in general, we're going to discuss the issue of how far we're afraid that the Kohen Gadol is going to make mistakes in the Avodah. The first part of the daf, of today's daf, is very much going to be dependent on two or three psukim in Achrei Mos. So let's take a look at those inside. Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Yudal. Let's start with Yudal. What we're going to focus on, of course, is the Hazaos of, when we're talking about the Hazaos of 1 and 7, we're talking about the par of the Kohen Gadol that's sprinkled in the Kodshei Kodashim. And there the Pasuk says, V'lokach midam ha'par v'hizav espay al pnei ha'kapar's kedma. So notice in this pasuk there are two statements. Number one, it's al pnei kaporis, that sounds like it's going to fall onto the kaporis, the top of the aron. Yet the pasuk also says lefnei kaporis, that's done in front of the kaporis. Now the gemara is going to contrast that to the dam of the soir. That if you take a look, the dam ha-soir, it says in pasuk, next pasuk, v'shachat asira chatos asher lo'am, leaving aside the order right now in the psukim, which is a totally different issue, ve'evi as domel peis la'parechis, v'asa as domoi kasher asa l'dam hapar, v'hiza oisai ala kaparis v'lefnei hakaparis. So over here, again, ala kaparis v'lefnei hakaparis is mentioned, but what is not mentioned is the number of times. So that's going to be important, how we learn out at what number the hazos of the seir is. Let's take a look at the last letters on Nun Dalet Amadeis. The Mishnah told us Natos Adam Imi Sheperis Boy, that he Mimaris Boy, he takes the dam. V'hizem Imen, and the Mishnah continues Achas Lamala V'sheva Lamata. V'loy Hayim Eskavin LaHazos Loy Lamala V'loy Lamata El Kematzlif, like a matzlif. What is a matzlif? Machve Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda showed Kimangadna, like a whip, like the whip of the Bezdin. So that's what Kematzlif means. That just like you take the whip over your shoulder, like that. So too he would sprinkle in that way. Says the Gemara, Tanu kushu maza eina maza ala kaparis el keneged ovyer shel kaparis. So immediately the Gemara says that even though the pasuk says ala kaparis, it doesn't mean literally, but it means parallel to kishu maza lemala. And here we have a very, very important description of the exact zrika. When he's maze lemala, mitzade idioto lemata. So the pasuk had said that had just said that there's hazah. But the pasuk didn't tell us lemala ulemata. But the Mishnah had said, achas lemala, v'sheva lemata. So here, what it means is as follows. Maza lamala, when he's doing it, what's referred to as lamala, what mala means is mitzadet yodo lamata, his hand goes toward down. Ukeshe maza lamata, mitzadet yodo lamala. When his hand is lamala, that means his finger is pointing downwards. When he's maza lamata, so then he's mitzadet yodo lamala, his hand is going upwards. Okay. Mino animili. How do we know this? Amar Avacha bar Yaakov, Amar Abzeira, Amar Kro. He quotes the pasuk that we saw before. V'hizo yisal ha-kaparis v'lefnei ha-kaparis. V'hizo yisal ha-kaparis v'lefnei ha-kaparis. Loi ye Amar lemata b'si'ir. It shouldn't say at all lemata b'si'ir. D'lo tzarech, you don't need it. D'gomar mimata depar. Lamata b'si'ir means the way in which he sprinkles. That is referred to as in the Mishnah as lamata. So it shouldn't say lamata by the si'ir. We don't need it. The gomar mimata depar, because we can learn it out from the par. So the assumption is that the zrika is going to be the same both by seir as the par. So lama nemar. So if that's so, so then why is it said? La kushe al lufne. It's intended to make an hekish of al to lufne. Ma lufne dilav. Just like when it comes to lufne. Dilav al, it doesn't touch al akapores, because there it says lufne af. So to the hazol lemala, that it says ala kaporis dilav al, it doesn't mean literally, it means that it doesn't go onto it. So the Gemara says, okay, so that's the drasha. The drasha is coming to tell us that just like when it comes to the pasuk where it said al, it was then modified as lifnei, so too when it comes to the seir, the same is as well. Adarabba, says the Gemara, lo ye'omer lemala bepar. We could have the exact opposite drasha, that there's no need to say lamala alpar. In other words, lamala being the first statement of the hiza ve'etzba'oi al pnei akapores, the loy tzarech the gamar mimala de seir. It's coming. We could learn it out from lamala de seir. What's the mala de seir? Lamala de seir is when the pasuk had said. The first time the pasuk described the first hazah is v'hiza oisa al akapores. So lama nemar. So then, why does it say it? La kushe lifnei laal ma al al mamish af lifnei al mamish. So you could have made the drush in the opposite direction and say that the al is mamish by seir, and from there you learn out in regards to par as well. Says Gemara, haimai iam ripishlema lamata de seir lekushe lamala de par. If you're going to say that the mata seir is going to tell us that we make a hekish with the mala de par, and that mala de par is telling us that you do it mamish al mi boile the tana devei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. No, we need that pasuk array for Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Tana devei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov al pnei akapar is kedma. That pasuk is in regards to par. It says kedma. So not only does it say al pnei akapar, it says kedma. Kedma means eastward. Zebona av kol makom shenemra pnei eino ela kadim. Whenever it says pnei, it means eastward or forward. So we need that pasuk. Ela, so rather, I amrit lemala. So it must be that we learn as follows. Lemala de par, when it says the maila, the al of par, la kushe lemata de seir. That's coming to tell us a hekish for the mata of seir. Lemai asa. And then what is that coming for? It's extra. Ah, it must be to tell us that the hazos of lemata of the seir is coming to tell you to make a hekish to it, to the hazol mala, to teach you that even the hazol mala is not nagas b'kaporis. Again, I just want to emphasize what lemata and lemala is. Lemata and lemala are the psukim themselves of al and lefne. So lemala is al, lifnei is lamata, and we have both of them by seir, and you have that by par, and we're concluding that the lamala de par is being makish, lamata de seir, coming to tell you that it's extra, and just like when it comes to the seir, the second one, the mata, is lifnei akaporis, not mamish al, so too we're coming to tell us that when you do the lamaila of the par, that's also not going to touch the kaporis. The bottom line is that it doesn't touch the kaporis.
The only difference is whether your hand is up or down?
Correct. And that's going to be the difference between the achas and the sheva. Correct. Yeah. Tana Rabbanon, two lines before the wide, v'hizo isal kaporis, v'lefnea kaporis. It says in regards to damasir, we said, ala lefne, lamadnu kama lemala b'si'ir achas. How many times do you do one? Oh. So here we mentioned that when it comes to the Dhamma part, it says Vihiza, and then it says Yaza Sheva Panim. So it's a little bit unclear exactly what that is. So here we start, interestingly again, with the second pasuk, with the pasuk by Seir. Now what does it say by Seir? It says by Seir, Vihiza Oisai Alakapiris. So it says Oisai. Lamadnu kama lamala b'seir. So what is oisai? Achas. So that is one, because he says v'hiza oisai lemata b'seir en yodea. But all it says in regards to lemata is lifnei. But we don't know, and we know lifnei doesn't mean literally al, but we don't know how many times. En yodea kama hareini don. So we learn out from the pasuk bar par, memar domim lemata b'par. When it comes to the lemata by par, it says sheva pa'amim. Right? Look back in the pasuk. V'lifnei akapoyres yazeh sheva pa'amim. So, and that is lamata. So, it goes like this. V'nemar domim lamata b'seir. Ma lamata b'par sheva, af lamata b'seir sheva. So too, that's going to be how we learn it out. Now the Gemara is going, Kedarko b'kodesh, is going to not let any stone go unturned. And the Gemara is going to challenge, maybe you could darshan it differently. Oy klech. Klech means go. Go in the opposite direction. So this is the Gemara's challenge. By the way, to keep ourselves absolutely clear, this is really the Maskanas HaGemara. So let's, before we even go on, it might just be good for us right now to review how to read the Psukim according at this stage of the Gemara, which is essentially the Maskana. And that is, let's go back. In Pasuk Yudalit. V'lokach midam apar v'hiza be'etzboi al p'nei ha-kapayres. So that was al p'nei ha-kapayres. So that is al that we call... That's the one, exactly. And that one is done, what we had said for originally in the Gemara, Yodo Lamata, right? So that is one with his hand going like this. And then the Pasuk says, Lufnei HaKaporis Yazeh Sheva Pamim, that's his hand going like this. Sorry for those who are listening to recording, can't see it. So he's like waving your finger forward, as opposed to your finger going up. And then... the way we'll read the pasuk in pasuk tes vav, v'shachad asir chashalom v'hi sadom el peres avos sadom el kasher osel adam apar v'hiza oisai. Oisai is one, and that's how we learn also adam apar. So that's going to be going up with your hand like this once, and then v'lifnei akapiris. It doesn't say how many, but we're going to learn from the adam apar that's seven times. So now the Gemara wants to be difficult because that's called amelus v'teira. The Gemara says oiklech l'darazu. Why? How do you know? We'll challenge you. Nemru damim lamala b'seir, v'nemru damim lamata b'seir. It says damim by both seir, by in seir, ma lamala b'seir achas. So we know v'hiza oisai must mean one. That must mean one. So how do you know that one is not v'lifnei ha-kaporis also one? V'hiza osa ala kaporis is one by the seir. V'lifnei ha-kaporis is also going to be one. Says the Gemara, near the midoyne. What are we going to learn out? Donin mata mimata ve'ein donin mata mimala. We're going to learn, if we want to know how mata works, how this sprinkling of mata works, we're not going to compare mata to mala. We're not going to, if we're mesupik how the seir goes when you go down. So we're not going to learn from when you're going up by seir, but rather we're going to learn from when you go down by para. So we equate, and therefore, by paritz beferish yazeh sheva pamim. So too, when it comes to mata, where you go down by seer, it's going to be the same thing. Frak deheilig gemara adaraba don in gufa mi gufa vein don in gufa mi mealma. Maybe you should learn out from seer itself. And for deheilig gemara talmaloyim v'asa stomach kasher asa l'dam apar. Pasuk says, "Asa stamai like you did the damapar." Shein tam lor kasher asa, ma tam lor kasher asa. You call us Yosef Shavos, kishem shlemata bepar sheva, kach lemata besiir sheva. So the same thing when it comes to shiur is sheva. Lemadu kam lemata bepar ubesiir sheva lemala bepar. Any yodei kama. But now we go back and we say, but we don't know how the first sprinkling of the par is. What we call the achas, what we call the going from. Lamala, any of their kama, vareni don, nemru domim lamala b'seir, v'nemru domim lamala b'par. Malamala b'seir achas, how do I know it was achas? Because it was v'hiza oisoi, oisoi was achas. So nem af lamala par achas. So Gemara again, amelus b'teira, the Gemara says, how do you know that this is right? I'll challenge you. O kleich l'derech zu, I could go in the opposite direction. Nemru domim lamata b'par, v'nemru domim lamala b'par. Malamata b'par sheva. Af lamala per sheva. Maybe the lamala of par is also seven. Gemara repeats the same argument. Nearly mi davet, done in mala mi mala, vein done in mala mi mata. We're not going to learn mala from mata. We're not going to learn the zrika of par, which is 7 to the zrika of the mala of par automatically, because one is mala, the other is mata. Says Gemara, adrab, done gufa mi gufa, vein done gufa mi alma. So Gemara says, you're right. Talmalomar, also is damai kasher also. That's why we have that pasuk. In other words, everything turns on va'asa asa kasher asa, that he does it the same way. That's at the end of pasuk tezvav. Shein tam lama kasher asa, ma tam lama kasher asa, shiyu kol asa of shavas, shem shalamata bepar sheva, kach lamata besir sheva, shem shalamata besir achas, kach lamata bepar achas. Ooh, okay, so we got through these drashas, really understanding how it works in the pesukim. Okay, as we mentioned, the Mishnah, they would count. They would count achas and then achas va'achas. In other words, you did the one, what we call lamala, coming from up, and then they would count. They would do achas va'achas and then achas v'shtayim. That's how the kohen would count. So the obvious question is why this particular way of counting, and the two issues that come up. Tana Rabbanan, achas va'achas. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said that they counted differently. Achas, achas ve'achas, shtayim ve'achas. The way they counted was shtayim ve'achas, sholosh ve'achas, arba ve'achas, chamesh ve'achas, sheish ve'achas, shev ve'achas. The Gemara says, v'loy pligi, really there was no machlokes. Mar ki asre. How do you say 22 in Hebrew? You say esrim ve'shtayim or shtayim ve'esrim. So it goes in both directions. So Mar ki asre. So in some places, the way they would count is they would count the way they would say it would be first the second number, and then the other place they would put the first number first. Not in machlokas. By the way, I leave off with a tzarachiyun. So in Reb Yehuda's place, in Reb Meir's place, that's how they said numbers. In Reb Yehuda's place, that's how they said numbers. But the question is, what did the Kohen Gadol say? So what's the steris? Mar ki asre. Unless the Gemara is saying that it's really, they weren't so sir our Mishnah, and they all agree that it is, that the Kohen said, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, but Rabbi Yehuda said it differently, because in his place, that's how they would normally count. Yesh Ladin. Okay. It's Gishmak Akash. I looked around quickly, I didn't find anybody. Dikuli Alma. The Gemara now continues. Everybody agrees, leaving aside how we counted, which we clearly, the Kohen Gadol counted, achas v'shtayim, achas v'shalosh, dekuli alma mias hazar rishon tzricha minyan. So I always wondered this as a child, why am I repeating achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim? It was achas l'mala, v'sheva l'mata. So he should count achas, and then he should do l'mata, achas, shtayim v'shalosh. Why are you repeating that first achas of l'mata? What's that repeat? Okay, so the Gemara answers that question. So Gemara says, "Tzricha minyan im kol achas ve'achas." You need to continue counting with that first one. You need to make reference to the first milamala. Says the Gemara, "My time." What's the reason? Rabbi Lazarai, mer shelo yite bazos. In order that you don't get confused. In other words, it's a way of slowing things down and making sure the numbers are counted properly. And actually, it works. When you have achas, achas v'achas, so he's more likely to keep track as opposed to in a different direction. Slicha on my American influence. One Mississippi, two Mississippi. So it's a way of slowing down the count. Okay, that brings me back to my childhood. Me and my brother fighting about that. I counted too fast. Okay, so what? Yeah, what's that?
It's within the sheva, though. You don't want to make a mistake. It's not that you're going to make a mistake.
Correct.
Malamata.
Right. It's not malamata. It's that we want to keep a good pace for the sheva. So this is a good pace. If the kohen is going to be counting achas, shtayim, shalosh, it's not going to be a good pace. This is a perfect pace. Okay. Says the Gemara, that is the first shot. That's Rabbi Lazar's shot. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Krav Lefnei HaKapar is Yazeh. So look back at the pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'lokach medam par v'izav etzpay pasuk yudal dal pnei akapar is kedma v'lifnei akapar is yazeh sheva pamim." So this is a kasha. It should just say v'lifnei akapar is sheva pamim. You did al pnei akapar is hiza, and then v'lifnei akapar is sheva pamim. The word yazeh is superfluous. So the Gemara is an interesting take. V'lefnei ha-kapoires, yazeh on b'fnei ha-kapoires, go back to the original yazeh and do it sheva pa'amim. In other words, that you have to go back to not only what you did in the first zrika, mil mata, when you do lamala, not only do you do lamala once, but when you do lamata seven times, you have to make reference to that original hazah. You have to bring it back. I can't believe that al pi kabbalah there isn't something deeply profound about this idea. Now, it's clearly there's a drasha, and the drasha makes sense, but there's got to be some significance to the fact that you're not supposed to have the zrika lamala l'chud and the zrika lamata l'chud. There needs to be some type of connection between those zrikas. It happens to be, I have to look back now, the chance is 1 in 1,000,000, but it happens to be that in Rav Nevenzel's letters to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, there's beautiful, they printed the called Tshuva Me'ava letters when they were both in their 30s or 40s, we're talking about in the 50s. So Rav Nevenzel wrote letters to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. There are many fascinating things about it. One of the letters, Rav Nevenzel writes Kabbalah from Maseches Yuma. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky answers back all the other things he writes, but in Kabbalah, he says to him, I don't know why you're writing these things. So Rav Nevenzel writes back, and he says, I apologize. Avolimud ani tzarech, I have to ask the Rav more. Is the reason that you're telling me you don't know why I'm writing these things because I don't know what I'm talking about? And I'm wrong. If I'm saying is wrong, then please tell me what my error is. Or if that you're giving me Musa, I shouldn't be learning Kabbalah. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes back to him, neither. He says, I have no idea why you're writing to me in Kabbalah, because I don't know Kabbalah. Anyhow, so there are a lot of things in Maseches Yuma that are Kabbalah. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Kra. What's nafkamina between them? The nafkamina is if he didn't count. So according to the first day, it was just as a way to make sure the counting was going to go right, then bidyev it'll be okay. But if it's exeris akosuv, that you needed to connect the lemala to the lemata, so then you'd be stuck. It wouldn't work. Okay. We learned in the Mishnah, Yotza Kain Godol Mikodesh HaKadoshim V'nicha, and he put the dam apar that was left, Al Kain HaZov Shebehechel. He put it on the Kain of the Zov Shebehechel. So this is a continuation of the discussion between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Because the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda was that there was only one Kain. While the Shita of the Rabbanan is that there are two, that there were two kings. So the question is, what is that? What's that machlok? Tan hasam. So we learned in a totally different sugya. This is the Tosefta in Shkalim. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer lo yeshayfres l'kinei chayvim pnei tarulis. Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to be careful and not put any pushkas out for the kinin for chova, because we're afraid that they're going to get mixed up. What exactly is going to get mixed up? My mipnei taruvas, what's going to get mixed up? I'm Rav Yosef mipnei taruvas chayva b'nedava. So you only put out pushkas for nedavas. There's no problem if the nedavas are the money is going to get mixed up. But if you have the money of the chova, that's going to get mixed up. So you had a lot of Masechta Shkolim that dealt with that problem. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda is concerned. So too over here, Rabbi Yehuda is concerned that the dam apar is going to get mixed up with the dam hasair. So Rabbi Yehuda kilu is l'shitasai. Amar le Abaye v'navitre. So Abaye says, let's do two. Nichtav alea haichov v'haidin adava. So why don't we have two pushkas and write that one's chov, one is an adava? So Rabbi Yehuda less like ksiva. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't think that ksiva is enough. Ksiva is not enough. Disnan. And we prove that from our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer lo yesham ela kein echad. Rabbi Yehuda disagreed with the Rabbanan that there was only one post to put the dam par dam sar. If you're going to have two posts, then they might get confused. They might not know which one was the dam par and which one was the dam hasayir. So the Gemara asks on our Mishnah, Trei my time alo mishum de michlefi. they were afraid they're going to get mixed up. So just have something where you write par and sar. So the answer is that writing is not enough. Signs are not enough. People don't even notice signs. So therefore, El Rabbi Yehuda Lasleib Ksiva. Rabbi Yehuda must not hold a Ksiva. And this is Rabbi Yehuda Lashitas. Mesive, but we asked from Mishnah and Shkalim. There were 13 pushkas. You had the old shkalim, bikinin, and then you had the shofars for the birds. The guys lay oila, the eitzim, levaina, vizavlik, poires, vishisha, and then there were another 6 pushkas, lenedava, for the nedava, taklin, chaditin, elushkom, shal kol shal mashana. That was the shekel per year. Taklin, tikin, mishlo shakal ashtakit, if you didn't give the previous year. Yishkol, lushana habot, then you give for the next year in that pushka. Kinin are the tairim, are the birds. And all the oifis that they brought were oilois. Only on the snedava, div Rebbe Yehuda, that's shita Rebbe Yehuda. Okay. Now the reason we're mentioning this is for a simple reason. That when it comes to shita Rebbe Yehuda, they had different markings on the pushka. And they were salmech on the ksiva, that they wrote the olos. So this is a kasha on Rav Yosef, who says that Rav Yehuda says that you're not somich on the ksiva. Therefore, we have to re-explain that the reason why Rav Yehuda says that there weren't shofar for kine chova was when we said mipnei ataruvas doesn't mean between the concern of mixing up taruvas chova with nedava. Because if you had written it out, then that should be enough. And so we're going to need to re-explain both that Tosefta in Shkolim on the last line, and we're going to need to re-explain Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. So Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Amar Amri B'ma Rava, a different chash. In Eretz Yisrael, they learned that in Eretz Yisrael, they had the emes. Gzeira Mishum Chato Shemesu Baleha. The concern is that you're going to put money in the pushka, that mechatas, and what's going to happen is that that money was put in by someone who dies. And then, if it's chatas shemesa bala, then in such a case, everything has to go liyam amelech. It's going to be posel. Says Gemara, Michai Shina, are we really concerned that the bailim are going to die? But not. But we're not concerned in other halachas of karbanos. Hashaleach chatosoi, he sends his korban chatas to the Migdash from Medina Sayam, Makrivinoi said Bechaskashu Kain. We could assume he's going to live. So we don't have to be Choshesh Chatash Shemesu Balev. Ella says the Gemara, no, it's not that you're Choshesh, Mishum Chatash Shemesu Balev Vadai. You know that Ruvain put it in to the Pushka. And it turned out that Rava died. So then, Ruvain died. Then you know that Ruvain died. So since you know that Ruvain died, then you're going to have a vadai chash. Okay. So Gemara says, Ella v'nivrar arba azuzi. Now the truth is, I'm going to leave this for. One second. I'm just trying to figure out what's the best place to start for Rabbi Yamin. Right. That's part of my cheshbon. No, I would just, because the Gemara hasn't answered yet its question. But I guess we're going to have to leave that for Rabbi Yamin. Yeah, ultimately, the Gemara hasn't explained Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, both in our Mishnah. If Rabbi Yehuda is not, what's the answer for why we're not choshesh for it? If we're not choshesh, then he's going to mix it up. So why don't you have the ksiva on the cane? That's question number one. And question number two, what's the chash and shkolim? And the Gemara then is going to try to be masbir what exactly it is on Daf Nun Vav. A good tevach.